Well, we've got this week and next week left in our series on priorities. This morning, I want to tell you that I want to talk to you about time. Time is one of the most precious gifts that God has given us. Unlike money, possessions, or even energy, time is not or non-renewable. It's non-renewable. Once it's gone, it cannot be recovered. The Bible reminds us of this truth in Psalm 90, verse 12, where Moses prays, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." This verse challenges us to be intentional with our time, to live with wisdom, and to ensure that every moment counts for eternity. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17 echoes this by saying, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Now, Paul urges us to make the most of our time, recognizing that each day holds eternal significance. But how do we do this? How do we ensure that our time is spent wisely? Today, we're going to look at three key principles: the gift of time, the trap of wasted time, and the call to purposeful living. Paul's words in Ephesians remind us that our time is not just something to be managed. It is something to be stewarded for God's purposes. If we're to live wisely, we must first recognize time for what it truly is: a precious, non-renewable gift from God. Every breath we take is a gift from God. Every breath we take is a gift from God. We did not choose the day of our birth, nor do we know the day of our death. Time is entirely in God's hands. Yet he entrusts us with the responsibility of stewarding it wisely. While we do not control the number of our days, we are accountable for how we use the time that he grants us. James 4:14 reminds us, "You do not know what tomorrow will bring." What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Because of this, we must see time as a sacred trust given by God. Just as we steward our finances and our talents, we are called to steward our time for his purposes. This means that we should evaluate how we are spending our days and whether they reflect our devotion to Christ. Jesus himself modeled intentional stewardship of time. He never wasted a moment, always aligning his time with the Father's will. Whether teaching, healing, praying, or resting, Jesus exemplified intentionality in every action. John Wesley, founder of Methodism, was known for his meticulous use of time. He organized his days with prayer, study, travel, and ministry, often waking up at 4 a.m. to preach and study before traveling on horseback to his next sermon location. His disciplined life enabled him to preach over 40,000 sermons. If you knew you had only 1 year left to live, what would change in how you spend your time? Are you investing in time in things that have eternal significance? If time is such a valuable gift from God, then we must be careful not to squander it. Yet in a world filled with distractions and endless demands for our attention, it is easy to fall into the trap of wasted time. Now, while time is a gift, many of us struggle with the trap of wasted time. One of the greatest threats to spiritual growth today is distraction. We live in an age of constant notifications, social media scrolling, entertainment overload, and digital addiction. While none of these things are sinful in themselves, they can rob us of time that could be used for God's purposes. Here's a biblical warning in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense. Many of us have fallen into the trap of worthless pursuits. Hours are lost in front of screens, consumed by trivial matters, while our spiritual lives suffer. The enemy doesn't need to destroy us. He only needs to distract us. While entertainment and leisure are not inherently sinful, they become spiritually harmful when they dominate our time and take priority over our relationship with God. Scripture calls us to be discerning in how we engage with these activities. Here are some common time wasters: social media and entertainment. Endless scrolling or binge watching can leave us feeling drained and unfulfilled. Busyness without purpose. A full schedule doesn't equal a purposeful life. We must ensure our busyness aligns with God's mission. Indecision and procrastination. Delaying obedience is still disobedience. Let me say that again. Delaying obedience is still disobedience. A powerful illustration of wasted time comes from the movie Click. Anybody ever see the movie Click? It was made in 2006, starring Adam Sandler. In the film, the main character, Michael Newman, receives a remote control that allows him to fast forward through the moments of life that he finds tedious or difficult. At first, it seems like a blessing. He skips over arguments, long work days, and anything inconvenient. But as time passes by, he realizes that by constantly fast-forwarding, he has missed out on the most important moments of his life. One of the most heartbreaking scenes in the movie is called Last Time with Dad. I want to show you this short clip because it powerfully illustrates how easy it is to take meaningful moments for granted. Let's go ahead and play that clip. So in this moment, Michael unknowingly skips over the final conversation he would ever have with his father. When he later tries to replay the moment, he watches himself mindlessly rush through the interaction, brushing his dad off without a second thought. It's only when his father is gone that he realizes how much he took that time for granted. This scene serves as a sobering reminder of how easy it is to let distractions, busyness, and misplaced priorities steal time from the people and purposes that truly matter. We may not have a magical remote, but we often live as if we can fast forward through seasons of life, scrolling endlessly on our phones, chasing after temporary pleasures, or procrastinating on what God has called us to do. Yet every moment that we waste is a moment that we can never get back. How much of our time is spent on things that have no eternal significance? Are we investing in things that have eternal significance, things that glorify God, build His kingdom, and impact others for Christ? This includes sharing the gospel, making disciples, worshiping God, and growing in holiness. These pursuits hold eternal value because they align with God's redemptive work. How much time do you spend consuming compared to creating for God's kingdom? Are you wasting time on things that do not matter in eternity? Recognizing the dangers of distraction is not enough. We must take intentional steps to align our lives with God's mission. Instead of being consumed by things that have no eternal value, we are called to live with purpose, investing in every moment in God's kingdom. Instead of letting distractions rule our schedules, we must align our time with God's purpose. Paul tells us in Ephesians 5:17 to understand what the Lord's will is. A well-spent life is not one filled with random activity, but with intentionality toward the kingdom of God. Here's some practical ways to redeem time. First thing, put God on the schedule. Put Him on the schedule first. When you first wake up, just as we schedule meetings, I put things on calendars all the time now I'm at work. I schedule pickups and deliveries. I schedule events. You know, just as we schedule meetings and appointments, our daily time with God should be a non-negotiable priority. He should be the first one on the schedule every single day. Serve with purpose. Serve with purpose. Invest your time in activities that impact eternity. Discipleship, serving the church, and evangelism. Prioritize worship and prayer. These are not add-ons, but the fuel that sustains a life of purpose. This is a hard one. Learn to say no. Not every opportunity is a God opportunity. Learn to decline activities that distract rather than advance God's mission. Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, carefully managed his time for maximum impact. He scheduled his days around prayer, evangelism, and discipleship, ensuring that every moment was used for God's glory. His discipline and time management allowed him to translate the Bible, plant churches, and train future leaders. His life was not wasted. It was spent in full devotion to God's mission. If someone looked at your calendar, would they see a life centered on God? Ask yourself that question. If someone looked at your calendar, would they see a life centered on God? What changes can you make today to align your schedule with God's purpose? The way we spend our time ultimately reflects the priorities of our hearts. Are we investing in things that last? Or are we allowing the temporary and the trivial to consume us? As we close, let us examine our schedules and commit to making time for what matters most, God's purpose for our lives. Time is one of the most precious gifts that God has given us. Every moment is an opportunity to grow closer to Him, to love others, and to fulfill the calling that He has placed on our lives. The reality is, we don't know how many days we have left. But we do know that each day is a new chance to live with purpose. Paul's words in Ephesians 5:16 says, redeem the time. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. It's not just a suggestion. They are a call to intentional living. The world will constantly pull us toward distraction, busyness, and pursuits that ultimately fade. But as followers of Christ, we are called to something greater. We are called to live in a way that reflects the wisdom of God, investing our time in things that matter for eternity. So let me ask you this. What will this look like in your life? What will this look like in your life? Will you choose to spend your time seeking God and His Word? Will you prioritize prayer and worship? Will you make space to serve others, to love deeply, to share the gospel boldly? Will you be intentional about eliminating distractions that pull you away from what truly matters? Psalm 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. This is our prayer today, that God would awaken our hearts to the brevity of life and give us wisdom to use our time well, that we would not be passive, but active in fulfilling His purpose. So as you leave today, consider this. What is one practical step that you could take this week to redeem your time? What distractions need to be surrendered? How can you ensure that your days are marked by seeking first the kingdom of God? Let us not be people who look back with regret at wasted time, but those who stand before the Lord one day, hearing him say, these are the words I want to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. If you want to look that up, that's in Matthew 25:23. The time is now. Now. Let's live with purpose, with passion, and an eternal perspective. As you go from this place today, may you be reminded that every moment is a gift from God, an opportunity to bring him glory, to love others well, and to invest in things that have eternal value. Do not let time slip through your hands unnoticed, but live each day with intention. Seek first his kingdom. Walk in his wisdom. Redeem the time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging that every breath we take is a gift from you. Teach us to number our days that we may live with wisdom and purpose. Help us to walk not in the ways of the world, but in the light of your truth. When distractions pull at our hearts, give us clarity. When we are tempted to waste time on what does not matter, redirect our focus to what is eternal. Lord, we surrender our schedules, our plans, and our priorities to you. Align our hearts with yours, that we may seek first your kingdom in all that we do. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may be bold in faith, diligent in love, and steadfast in our pursuit of you. We desire to stand before you one day and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Until that day, may we make the most of every opportunity to live for you. We love you, we trust you, and we commit our time and our lives into your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a fantastic week. And remember, keep God first.